When I was in college, I was part of this structured tutoring program where we would have a classroom full of children and try to help them in their schoolwork. I was a terrible teacher. I never could get the discipline thing down. And so one day they wanted to help me in my classroom. They had me shadow this experienced teacher. And I was very struck by how different her approach to discipline was than to mine. My approach when the classroom got loud was to get louder. Something in the clenched teeth and sit down and be quiet variety. But this experienced teacher, when her classroom got loud, I was very shocked. She kind of got quiet. She stuck her finger up and she said, "You're gonna miss it." And some of the kids noticed. So they kind of watched her. So she said it a little bit louder. "You're gonna miss it." And some more of the kids noticed it. And by the time she came to the third, "You're gonna miss it," the entire classroom was wrapped in attention. Jesus today is giving us a very similar message. "You're gonna miss it," Jesus is saying. We go through life so easily and overlook the really important things. That's what this first Sunday of Advent is all about. We read from St. Mark's Gospel. We're gonna be reading from St. Mark this year, and Jesus kind of sets the theme. Be vigilant, be alert, you're gonna miss it. The word of the season then is watch. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. So when we're doing then our spiritual preparation for Christmas, as distinct from decking the halls and roasting chestnuts on an open fire, when we're doing our spiritual preparation, we have to be on the watch. That's what the Bible's telling us. We have to watch for the signs of God's presence in our life. We have to watch for those ways that we're being directed and led and how to live in a hostile and brutal world. We have to watch for those potholes and detours that can get us off course. We have to watch for that glorious end to which we are called. We have to be on the watch for the ways God is with us. We need this reminder, I think, because the presence and the action of God is not always obvious. Now, occasionally, you know, God kind of intrudes in our life in a very dramatic way. Maybe the birth of a child, the doctor says you have cancer, we lose a loved one, and at those moments, you know, we kind of get the bonk on the head, you know, do you get it now? God is important, and so we start asking those questions. What am I supposed to do? What does this all mean? How am I supposed to live? But most times, we are kind of like in this conventional way of living and kind of keep God very comfortably at arm's length. You know, God, I'm glad you're there, and I'm glad I'm here. Let's keep a nice, comfortable relationship that way. And so the season of Advent that is all about breaking out of that accustomed rut and discovering the God who is hidden in plain sight. It's our task then in this Advent season is to find the God who is hidden in plain sight. Now, when you read the Bible, they would find God very often in like the events of the day and the historical events and the political things that were happening to Israel. So maybe that's where we should look for the presence of God. Look in the political events of today. Good luck with that. I don't know if we can do that. Many people can find God in nature. And Jesus himself occasionally would say, you know, look at the lilies of the field. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the fig tree. And that often is a very helpful way for us to find the presence of God, by looking at God's beautiful world. But most often, when Jesus wanted to find some presence of God in her life, he looked at what we were doing, the ordinary stuff of life. He would look at a woman baking bread, at a farmer going out sowing a seed, at a father welcoming a wayward son home. And so let's do a little reflection on that today. What ordinary things in our life can reveal something of God? What in our thoughts, our words, what we have done, and what we have failed to do can reveal the presence of God we should be on the watch for? So what thought do we have that can reveal the presence of God? One thing I think we have to be aware of is the danger of stinking thinking. You know what I mean by stinking thinking? Stinking thinking happens when you think something like this. I'm fat, I'm ugly, and my mama dresses me funny. You know, that's a good example of stinking thinking, because it's not based in reality. You know, we can have these negative opinions, these negative thoughts, this poor self-image, and actually, the reality is, we're made in God's image and likeness. We're children of God. God is just crazy about us. And so that's the kind of thinking we have to center in on if we're going to find the presence of God. We have to notice how blessed, how precious, how wonderful we are. And then God will be revealed to us. So that's our thoughts. What about our words? What of our words can say something of God? I'm always fascinated with St. Ignatius Loyola, one of the great teachers of the spiritual life. And he said that the devil lives where there are secrets and lies. The devil lives where there are secrets and lies. So when we're looking at our words, if we're finding that we can't tell people what we're doing, we can't tell people where we were, we can't tell people who we're hanging around with, we're giving the devil some room to move, because the devil lives where there are secrets and lies. And so then if we want to find the presence of God, we have to do it by finding those people, those places where we can be open, we can be able to share ourselves, we can live in a transparent way. And that's going to be the place where we can find the presence of God. So we find the presence of God in our thoughts, in words, in what we have done. And we have to be really careful, I think, because when we look at what we have done, there's this tendency to focus on me. You know, if my attention always is on how I've done this or this has been done to me, then there's this danger that we shift the focus off of God. I remember there was a great Bette Midler character, and the character was going on and on and on talking about this, that, and the other thing, and she eventually turns to her companion. She says, "Well, enough about me. What do you think about me?" And so if we're going to find the presence of God, we have to get the focus off of that fascinating creature, that super special feature, that wonderful creation, me, and instead notice the we, where God can truly be found. So our thoughts, our words, and what we have done, and how do we find God in what we have failed to do? I'm reminded of the story of the children who were out playing in the churchyard, and Jesus was coming. So they ran into the church office and they went to the secretary and they said, "Jesus is coming across the churchyard." So the secretary looks out the window and Sushi Goose runs into the DRE and she says, "Jesus is coming across the churchyard." So he looks out the window and then they all go running in to see the pastor and they say, "Jesus is coming across the churchyard. What should we do?" So the pastor looks out the window, he says, "Look busy." It If you notice the parable today, when Jesus talks about this, the importance of watching, the people weren't supposed to be staring out the window watching. It's very clear. Jesus says, you know, when the master of the house goes away, he gives them their chores to do, and they're supposed to do their chores. And so if we're going to find the presence of action of God, it happens when we are taking out the trash, ironing the clothes, doing the dishes, just the ordinary stuff of life, and being alert to the action and the presence of God in that stuff. That's the net lesson, I think, that we get. So today, as we are being invited to watch, to keep our eyes open, to be alert, let us remember that God's presence is all around us. Don't miss it.